Mayorkas confirmed as Biden's DHS Secretary, Amnesty Chief. By Neil Monroe on February 2, 2021. President Joe Biden's nominee to run the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and his pro-amnesty agenda has been confirmed 56-43 with the help of votes from several GOP senators. The confirmation of Alejandro Mayorkas gives him the legal authority as DHS Secretary to supercharge Biden's amnesty and migration goals with a series of new policies, regulations, bureaucratic rules, and personnel picks. His confirmation was backed by several GOP senators, including Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., Mitt Romney, R.U.T., Dan Sullivan, R.A.K., Shelley Moore Capito, R.W.B., Susan Collins, Army, and retiring Senator Rob Portman, R.O. Mayorkas was also backed by the most centrist of the Democrats, Senator Joe Manchin, R.W.V. No Republican senators stood up on the Senate floor to speak against the confirmation of Mayorkas and his PR-zero migration policies. Mayorkas is an experienced manager, an immigrant and an immigration lawyer, and a pro-migration advocate. He is expected to push agency officials to open up migration channels for blue-collar migrants and white-collar migrants, including the many white-collar visa workers who take jobs from U.S. graduates. Mayorkas is also expected to help Biden's administration create regulatory amnesties for large groups of illegals and help push many resident green card holders to seek citizenship, allowing them to vote for Democrats in 2022 and 2024. For example, in 2012, Mayorkas helped President Barack Obama create the DACA work permit program for roughly 800,000 younger illegals during the post-2008 depression. And he helped open border gateways for migrants that would push more economic pressure on blue-collar Americans. In 2009, Mayorkas also used his position at the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services to gradually open loopholes at the border. Since then, more than 3.5 million migrants from Mexico and Central America have crossed into the United States. A December 3 report by the Department of Homeland Security showed that more than half of the 3.5 million migrants who arrived after 2014 were still in the United States by March 2020. Mayorkas is backed by the Democrats' broad pro-migration wing. The wing includes groups representing Fortune 500 CEOs as well as groups of illegal migrants. Top Democrats defended Mayorkas by citing his identity politics origins. Mayorkas's rocky path was widened to confirmation when six GOP senators voted on January 28 to allow his nomination to get a floor vote. They included Senators Capito, Rob Portman, R.O., Murkowski, Collins Sullivan, and Romney. Romney and Portman also provided Mayorkas majority support in the committee, despite Romney's claim that he disagrees with Mayorkas's policies. The GOP senators who backed Mayorkas are under pressure from employers in their own states. Once in the DHS job, Mayorkas can help the senators deliver H-2A farm workers, H-2B blue-collar workers, and H-1B college grads to many CEOs who otherwise would have to recruit, hire, train, and pay Americans. Some GOP senators spoke against Mayorkas. If confirmed, Mayorkas will again push for executive amnesty programs at the expense of American wages and jobs, said a string of tweets from Senator Tom Cotton, RR. GOP leader Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, voted against Mayorkas. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, denounced Mayorkas. A statement from Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, said, "Mayorkas is one of the most radical nominees to be considered to lead the department. Not only has Mayorkas pledged to undo the sensible protections put in place by the Trump administration that ended the dangerous policy of catch and release, but his nomination is further evidence that the Biden administration intends to pursue a radical immigration agenda. I oppose his confirmation." For years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration, or the hiring of temporary contract workers into the jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, priority-driven, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory. The deep public opposition is built on the widespread recognition that migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, From young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states,